Hello and welcome to Small Business Stories, a podcast brought to you by Purely Personal Marketing. My name is Robin and I'll be bringing you inspiring and insightful real life stories from real life business owners around the globe. And we'll be sharing our top tips and our own personal experiences in business with you all. Send us your questions on our social media. Look for Purely Personal Marketing. Don't forget to subscribe and to download this podcast. And you will have my eternal gratitude. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, whenever you are listening to this podcast. Hello, and thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in and welcome. I hope that you are all well. I hope that, you know, as always, business is thriving and you're all healthy and happy. Thanks so much for tuning in, for listening to Small Business Stories. I appreciate it to no end. Please remember to follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. You want to look for Purely Personal Marketing. And don't forget to review this podcast. Right, let's hop into it. Today, I'm going to talk about the wonderful world of Instagram and trends that you can expect to see during this year. So this year being 2021, every single year, as we kind of round off the end of the year in the social media world, we all kind of look back at things that really worked last year and things that didn't work last year. And then what we then do is kind of review that and then put that forwards, kind of like as a guide to what we'll be doing next year. So when we talk about trends in social media, so all of this is to do with social media. So if you think about like fashion trends, the trends only kind of last for like a season in the social media world. And so this definitely means if you are a business and you are marketing yourself on social media, then trends are definitely something that you have to pay attention to. With social media, it's such an ever-changing, fast-paced world that you have got to stay on top of what is popular, and you have to change the way that you market your business to suit. Now, the reason why that's important, you might think, well, hang on a minute, we know what we're doing, we know our customers and all that kind of thing. But the reality is, unless you're checking your insights, you're checking your statistics and reading the data and then reviewing that, you'll actually never really know what your audience likes and what it doesn't like. So if you are posting in a way that people aren't really responding, then that tells you that people don't like your content, or they don't like, you know, what you're putting out. Or they might not like the way that you're putting it out. Or it could simply be that you're putting out the wrong time, the wrong day, you know. So what we do as social media managers, as professionals in the land of social media, working on behalf of business owners, is we look at what does work and then we continue to do that. And then we stay on top of emerging trends. So what I'm going to talk about today is what you can expect for this year. So as you plan out your marketing, so whether you are your own social media manager, whether you've got a team of managers, or whether you're just a business and you say, yeah, we just post on Facebook now and then, you know, that's how we use it. You're going to see an awful lot more of a return if you start to kind of hopping on these trends and changing the way that you market your business online so that it actually engages with people. And, you know, you want to think of your followers as customers. One of the things I always say to people, whether they're clients of ours or not, is if a customer was to come up to you, or was to come into your shop, or was to walk into your office, you wouldn't turn them away. So don't do it online. Quite often, and I see it time and time again, and if you're one of these business owners that does this, please stop immediately. And I really mean that with all sincerity, please stop. Whenever a person, a follower, comments on your post, you might just ignore it. You might, I'll get back to that. Or you might not even like it. So you might not even give it the thumbs up like. That will never, ever serve you well. So you have to think about your followers as customers, past, present, or future customers. So, right, let's hop into it. And let's talk about 2021, what we can expect. So, I don't know if you guys know this. I mean, you might not. It's quite startling. But over 70% of users on Instagram find products and services on Instagram alone. That's a huge percentage. And 130 million users tap on purchase links every single month. 130 million users tap on purchase links each month just on Instagram. So what that means, if you're an e-commerce business, or even if you are a business that offers a service, you can still have an Instagram shop. How you want to set that up is you go onto your Facebook account and then you set up the shop in Business Manager. And then Facebook will have a little look and make sure it's all legit. You're not selling anything dodgy or anything like that. And it will then post that shop, it'll approve it, and then it'll post that onto your Facebook page. And then so long as you've got your Facebook page and your Instagram account linked, it'll automatically feed onto your Instagram. That means that on posts, you can actually tag a product. So you'll put your post up and then you go add product, and then you can just click one down from the service or from the actual product. And you can even do it in your stories as well, which is, you know, really cool. So when you put a story live, you can then put your story up. And then in that, you want to like click on the stickers and it will say like tag a product. So that's mega. So as someone is scrolling through your stories, they will see, oh, hang on, there's a product here. And they can actually tap and see the product. And the same goes on the post. They'll see your post and it will say view products. And you can click on that and then they can see your products. Now, Instagram are going to be doing an awful lot more when it comes to supporting e-commerce businesses, because exactly as I've just said, you know, you have to do what your followers want. That's exactly what Instagram and Facebook do. And so if you don't know, Instagram is owned by Facebook and Facebook wants to give users what they want. So, and the same goes for Google as well. So they're so user focused. So every change that you even see happening on Facebook and Instagram, which I know is there's a lot regularly, everything is decided kind of by the users actually going on. And then Facebook goes, all right, this is what our people want. This is what our users want to see. So we need to make it easier for them for finding that. Oh, sorry, mic has fallen down. Apologies. There's suddenly a loud bang on the mic. Because there's so many users tapping for products, they are making it even more more of a thing for businesses. So you'll be able to have it in reels. You'll be able to tag products in reels and on IGTVs. So the opportunities are huge, guys. Now, Instagram are also backing reels, and that will not be stopping anytime soon. Reels see a lot more engagement than any other post type right now. And right now I'm talking about January 2021. And it has definitely been that way since it launched back in August. I think it launched August, September. It's definitely worth having a look at your reels, have some fun and create your reels. How you go to create a reel is you go on your Instagram, you tap on where you add the story, and you'll see on the left-hand side, it will say live, then it will say story. And then on the right-hand side, it will say reel. You tap on that and then you record your reel. You can have so much fun with these. I mean, I have so much fun in creating reels. It's a really good way to get your business out there that is in a way that isn't so starchy. And you can really have fun. And the more fun and the more creative you are, the more engagement it's going to get. So how Instagram works when it comes to engagement is if people are engaging with your post, so whether that's a reel or a post or an IGTV, however people are engaging with that post, Instagram will go, okay, well, obviously people want to see this post. So they're going to put that post in front of more people. And so this is why reels are doing amazing. I put a reel up last night and within an hour, it got over 1,000 views and I got something like 10 new followers. You know, I'm not in it for the numbers, but what I'm saying is as a brand, for my brand, for purely personal marketing, that tells me that people really like that kind of content. So that's the kind of content I need to create more of. Go and have a little look at my reels. You might find them funny. You see me dancing around like a loon, but I don't care. So yeah, definitely get involved with the reels. Have some fun with it. Do not take it too seriously. If you're doing it by yourself, that's great. You can do it by yourself. But if you're like, oh, this isn't really me. Is there someone in your team that can create reels? And actually, I should really dial back and kind of explain why reels even came around on Instagram. So TikTok came out and TikTok was massive. And Facebook, like I said, which owns Instagram, Facebook want to be the top dog in the social media world. And when when they saw that TikTok was doing amazing and people were kind of coming off of Facebook and Instagram and going on to TikTok more, Instagram was like, right, okay, we're going to have to do our own version of that. So they launched Reels. And of course, Instagram has a far big following, daily following, daily user uptake than TikTok. So that means that Reels are just going to continue to thrive. So we're going to see a lot of Reels this year. One thing I would say is with Reels, you don't have to get super creative and super like dancey around or cheesy, or, you know, you'll see a lot of people like pointing at stuff. You know, this is how you do this. And they'll just like point. You might have seen it. If you haven't, go on to Instagram and have a little look at Reels and you'll see what I mean. There'll be like people just pointing. I mean, we've done a few of them. It's like, you do this and people are just like smiling to the camera and pointing. So you can do ones like that. But if you want to have some fun, you don't have to do Reels in a really cheesy kind of silly way, which is how I like to do it. I love the cheese. You don't have to do it like that. You can do it in a really, really professional way. So I follow someone who is, I think she's a psychiatrist or like a mindful coach or something like that. And what she does is she just does really quick Reels up to, by the way, they only go up to 30 seconds. You can either do 15 seconds or 30 seconds. So she'll only do like a 15 or 30 second long reel, and it'll all be about mindfulness, or it'll all be about positivity. And it'll all be about, you know, that kind of thing, really, mental health. Looking after your mental health. And she does it in a way that's really professional, but it's really snappy. And so you're really engaged. There is somebody called, I'm literally just going on my phone right this second. Right. Okay. So there is an account called Video by Victoria. And she is a professional videographer. But what she did when Reels first came out is she did a challenge for her followers, and she made a new reel every single day and a different type of reel. And then she broke it down for almost like training, like this is the reel and this is how I did it. And she did a different type, so 30 reels. So essentially what that means for you guys is if you go and follow Video by Victoria, you will see her and you can go on and have a little look at how she's done those and then see how she's actually done those. And then you can replicate that. So definitely get involved with stories. So another thing, reels. We're going on to stories right now. Get comfortable with stories though, guys. It's not going anywhere either this year. You know, it's not only a good way to humanize your brand, but you can also engage with your followers with ease. You can tag products, you know, and you can also check your insights and target ads through stories. So there's a really good opportunity for your business to really get to know your customers and your followers and them to get to know you through stories. Stories only last for 24 hours. So it's a really quick, snappy, fun way for you to engage with people. You can put up polls, you can ask questions, you can, you don't have to do any of that. You can just put pictures, you can do videos, you can do anything really of stories. We absolutely love it. I do a story during the working week. I do a story every single day so that there's always content live on my stories, you know, and I have got clients because they've gone, oh, I've been following your stories for ages and they feel like they know me. And then they come to me and say, yeah, we've been watching you for ages. We really like what you're about. Can we work with you? And I'm like, yeah, of course. So that's such a good way to get really good brand awareness without being too starchy as well. So another trend that we're going to see and something that you can definitely get involved in is to go live, do an Instagram live at the peak of the pandemic. So that I'm talking spring 2020. That feels like a lifetime ago now. Hey, and by the way, I'm in the UK. We've just gone into our third lockdown. Wish us luck. Anyway, at the peak of the pandemic in spring 2020, there was an increase of 70% in lives on Instagram. Now, for me as a social media manager, I've been saying to clients for a long time, do lives. You need to do lives on Facebook, do lives on Instagram. And everyone's like, no. You know, and Instagram's lives were barely being used at that point. And then suddenly we went into lockdown and I would go onto my Instagram and everything was live. Like everyone was suddenly like, shit, I need to be a live broadcaster. I have no other way of engaging with people. So I have to do it like this. hey, that's the beauty of social media. So you can do a live, but what I would say with your live is just be really, really authentic. One of the lives that we're going to be doing at Purely Personal Marketing is we're going to be getting different social media managers and different digital marketing professionals on to talk about their field on a live. So we'll be doing a shared live. Now, another reason why this is really good is because that means that everyone on your Instagram that follows you will be notified that you're going live with another person. So this is called a co-live or a co-host live. It also means that everyone on the person who's co-hosting with you, all of their followers are going to be told that so-and-so is going live with you. So what that means is that you are now reaching a completely new target audience from doing a co-host live. And you can do this about anything. So if there's anything in your industry that you want to talk about, this is a really effective way of doing it. And don't be put off if you only get less than 10 followers. It doesn't matter. It honestly doesn't, because how the algorithms work is they say, well, this business is still going live. So it's still going to do you good. And then what you can also do, if you don't like doing IGTVs, which are Instagram TVs, by the way, for those that don't know, if you're not comfortable with doing IGTVs, but you don't mind doing a co-host live, then you can, at the end of it, Instagram will ask you if you want to save that to your IGTVs. So that means that you're taking one piece of content and it's going live and it's going to go on your IGTVs. And then you can also say to Instagram, yeah, share this on my feed as well. So then it's gone live. So you're reaching people in the moment who've watched you. And then it's also going to go on your IGTV section of your Instagram, and it's going to go on your main feed as well. So one piece of content shared in three different ways, which is amazing. But what I would definitely say is if you're going to do a live, just be authentic, be real. Do not worry about being perfect and having everything so polished. That's not what it's about. Okay, so another trend that we're going to see, and we definitely saw this in the summer with the Black Lives Matter movement, and I really feel that that was the turning point for brands starting to voice their ethics. So this trend is all about being inclusive and representative on IGTV. So be inclusive and representative on Instagram, is something that more and more brands are doing. It's important to show your ethos and your practices through representative content that you can post. And your vibe will then attract your tribe. So a lot of people think it's really important to have thousands of followers, but it isn't. It's far more important to have the right followers. So in your business, you might think, well, I just need to reach everybody. I just want to reach every single person. Everyone will want my service or my product. Well, the reality is, honey, they will not. They won't. I'll be honest, when I first started my business, I thought that too, with Purely Personal Marketing, but it isn't the case at all. And what I've learned is the kind of businesses that I want to work with as well. So I'm not interested in getting thousands of followers. I mean, follow me if you want, but that isn't my goal. My goal is to have the right followers. So the people that get me, that get my brand, that get my team, that get our ethos. And that's why it's really important to be authentic, because you don't want to have the wrong kind of followers following you, because they won't get your content. They won't engage with your account or your page. And they will not be customers. So one of the ways that you can do this is by being inclusive of everyone, be representative of everyone and everything, so long as it aligns with your ethos and with your way of thinking. You know, my way of thinking is, not to get political here, is that, you know, I include everyone, in no matter skin color, beliefs, no matter where you're from, what your upbringing is. You know, color doesn't matter to me. Race doesn't matter to me. I'm very mixed race. My grandmother was Jewish, so by rights, I'm Jewish, but I was raised quite spiritually by my mum, but my grandfather's Catholic. My grandfather's actually Polish. His family's originally from Armenia. My grandmother is Jewish and Dutch. My father, his family are Irish and Christian. So, you know, and I've got so many mixed races in my family, and I'm incredibly proud of it. So in my marketing, in some ways, I kind of get that across in a way that is, which really speaks to people. So if you want to get an example of that, by all means, go onto my page and you'll see how we do that. Another thing that I'm all about is parents working flexibly. So working around their family. I feel like this is so, so important. And I was kind of looked down on actually when I first started Purely Personal Marketing. I was looked down on for being one of those people that allowed my team to work from home. You don't have an office? You don't, they work from home? They choose their hours? Yeah. So long as the work is done, I'm not worried, you know. And so in my content, I talk a lot about the team and I talk a lot about a family life and how that blends with work and how it doesn't have to be one or the other and how it doesn't have to be 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. There is always another way. So, you know, they're kind of that's like our ethos and some of our processes. So go on to our Instagram, especially Instagram. We do a lot on Instagram. So you'll have a little look there and you'll see what we mean. So you look for Purely Personal Marketing. Last one. It's the last one I'm going to cover today. I'm sure there's going to be way more. So get human is the next one. Be authentic. It's up to you if you want to be vulnerable, but definitely be real. Being authentic is a trend that has been around for quite a while. I want to say like since 2018, but in 2021, you're damn right, you'll be seeing more of this and you should be doing it too. Humanizing your brand and being authentic is so, so important. We are seeing more and more businesses, even huge multi-million pound businesses now, where the owners, the founders are being seen at the front of the business in their marketing. And they're saying, I'm so-and-so, I'm the founder of, and this is what I do, and this is my team. And so they're at the front and then they're kind of leading the team. And they're just talking about real life stuff in the workplace. And they're talking about their journey and they're talking about the ups and the downs and the tribulations and the triumphs as well. And they're the ones that people will resonate with even more because they go, yeah, I get it. You know, you're not just seeing, you know, a logo anymore. You're seeing people, and people buy from people. So the more human, the more personalized, the more authentic you can be, the more you are going to win hearts on Instagram. On Facebook too, but especially Instagram. I hope this helps you with your Instagram marketing for this year. Give all of these things a try. And if you need a hand, you know where you can find us. Just slide on into our DMs. If you don't already know where to find us, or you can email us hello@purelypersonalmarketing.co.uk. Be happy to hop on and help. But that's all for now. I'm sure there's going to be more and I will cover those more. We've got guests coming up real soon, guys. I'm so excited to share their journeys with you. Just to give you like a little idea of what I'm planning for this podcast with guests coming up. I've got a charity-based fashion line who will be coming in and telling us all about their journey. We have got someone who does an awful lot with fitness and health, and they will be giving tips on how you can stay fit and healthy as a business owner, as an entrepreneur. Quite often we get into the rut of like not working out and not going out for a walk. And we just sat at our desk constantly because we're just working, 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 trying to get our businesses off the ground or trying to keep our businesses alive, you know? And so they're going to come on and give some tips. And we've also got a mindful coach and a nutrition coach. Cause I find that that's another thing as well. We get so wrapped up before we know it, it's 2 PM. We've only had coffee and, you know, maybe a cereal bar, and that's no good for anyone. And actually, I did find that when I wasn't giving myself the right nutrition that I actually needed, I wasn't focused at work. So it wasn't a good path. So I'm going to get a nutritionist on to kind of help and give tips of that kind of thing as well. And then we've also got a few other guests coming on talking about their journey into their business and what life is like in their business. So stay tuned. Don't forget to follow us. Please give us a 5-star review. Thank you so much. And have an awesome day. Take care. God bless. Goodbye. That was my mic falling down again. You'll get to know me. I'm a klutz. Bye.